Ezekiel chapter 9. He cried out also in my ears with a loud voice, and said, Cause those that have charge over the city to draw near, even every man with his destroying weapon in his hand. And look, six men came from the way of the higher gate, which lies toward the north, and every man had a slaughter weapon in his hand. And one man amongst them was clothed with linen, with a writer's inkhorn by his side. And they went in and stood beside the brazen altar. And the splendor of the Elohim of Israel was gone up from the cherub, whereupon he was, to the threshold of the house. And he called to the man clothed with linen that had the writer's inkhorn by his side. And Yahweh said to him, Go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men who sigh and cry for all the abominations that are done in the midst of them. And to the others he said in my hearing, You, go after him throughout the city, and strike. Do not let your eye spare, neither have pity. Kill utterly, old and young, maidens and little children and women, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark, and begin this at my sanctuary. And then they began at the ancient men that were before the house, and he said to them, Defile the house and fill the courts with those who have been killed. Go forth. And they went out and they killed in the city. And it came to pass while they were killing them, and I was left, that I fell upon my face and cried out and said, O Sovereign Yahweh, will you destroy all of the remainder of the house of Israel and your pouring out of your fury upon Jerusalem? And he said to me, The iniquity of the house of Israel and Yehuda is exceedingly great, and the land is full of blood, and the city full of perverseness. For they say, Yahweh has forsaken the earth, and Yahweh does not see. And as for me also, my eye will not spare, neither will I have pity, but I will recompense their way upon their heads. And look, the man clothed with linen that had the inkhorn by his side reported the matter, saying, I have done as you've commanded me to do. End of chapter.